listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Finishing up our topic, FDA approved and deadly. And we're talking about how deadly diet beverages are. And so the question then is, what do you do instead? And the answer is, the first thing you do is sugar. The next thing you do is minimize your sugar cravings, which is pretty simple to do. Increase your water intake, increase your bowel movements. And the next thing, of course, is increase the nutritional content of your food. The thing to understand is, what is it that your body is really craving when it craves sugar? And of course, there's a parasite saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. But then what your body is really craving is the B vitamins and minerals that were not in the last dose of white sugar, cane sugar, high fructose corn syrup, or whatever that you ate. And so you can replace these by eating black sprout molasses. And the black sprout molasses would need to have less than, not equal to, but less than 50 calories per tablespoon. And then it has the ability to not only have the nutrients to digest the sugar content that's in the molasses, but additional nutritional content to satisfy your body's sugar cravings and healing needs. And so that's it. So we have questions here. We'll answer some questions on Facebook. And let's see what we got. I'll tell you. If they just make this computer a little more complicated, I'll be just fine. So someone's asking about beef tendons. Yes, you can get beef tendons online that may not be grass-fed. In fact, you can get beef tendons online that are grass-fed. And so this person says, my local butcher says it's illegal to sell beef tendons unless the beef is USDA inspected. In other words, you can't do farm-to-table beef tendons. And now, people need to understand what's going on here. You've got regulations basically standing in the way of your accessibility to healthy, healing food. You got to wonder who's making these laws and what's their feeling about your health. So again, as I mentioned about the FDA, approved and deadly, whatever they're doing has nothing to do with your health. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I don't work there. I haven't gone to any of their meetings. But all I can tell you is whatever's going on has nothing to do with your health. So whether something is FDA approved or not is not really a consideration when you're trying to determine if something is healthy. Okay. All right, so now I've got to access these questions. Let me go over to, nope, that's not there. Let's go over here. Nope, not there. Maybe it's here. Ah, there it is. All right. I got a new system here. I don't know if it's working. Okay, so questions on Facebook. Will the Candida Cleaner Diet, turpentine, and good distilled water clean out the small arterioles and reverse the damage? Answer is yes. What about raw honey? Again, when you're eating raw honey, you're basically in the sugar camp. You're eating sugar. So cane sugar is okay if you add it to baking. It's better than artificial sugar substitutes, but it's better to do without it. So even sugar added to baking is not good for your health. So Scott says, most people pick their poison of choice, usually multiple. And so, yes, that's true. You've got to pick your poison. And so what I'm saying is if you have a sweet tooth and you like sweet stuff, the less harmful poison is actually the sugar itself. Okay, so Marie says, I think sugar robs the body of B vitamins. And so I started taking B pollen to increase my Bs. B complex feeds my candida. Don't know yet about B pollen. Yeah. So the thing to do is to just stop eating the sugar. That would be the best thing. And the best B vitamin source, if you want to be natural about it, would be liver. So if you're attempting to handle this upstream, you know, by getting rid of, adding your B vitamins, then liver would be the answer. Okay. Well, let's see here. No. I wish I could see more of my stuff here. Okay. So Cedric says, so we're all victims in this money, health business, no matter what the income. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the important thing to really get. A lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to the best doctor. My doctor is at the XYZ institution, blah, blah, blah. So the truth of the matter is that may actually be putting you in worse danger. You know, in other words, the information you're getting is information, of course, approved by the FDA, which, as we can see, is not taking your health very seriously. So we've got, there's something here we can do. You know, there's a trick where you can open more than one file at a time. Does anyone know how to do that? If you do, let me know. I'm going to take a guess. No, that was a guess. That's not it. Okay, so Renee Sellers. She's 66, feels like she's dying from drying up. It's getting worse. It's osteoporosis, eyes, nails, teeth, skin, hair. Everything's falling apart. Can't find pig ears. She's been taking vitality capsules for a couple weeks and finally got those bowels moving. So it sounds like, Renee, you need a discovery session, to tell you the truth. So Pamela says, most people that have money rely on what the medical industrial complex says about their health because of their money. Exactly. What they don't realize, though, is it's very much a inside job. So this is not something that the FDA could even help you with if they really wanted to. So Donna says, I've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. I've had 4 nodules on my thyroid. Besides taking vitality capsules and pooping 3 times a day, is there anything else I can do? Yes, you can download the Candida Cleaner Report and start turpentine. Should I also keep getting those fine needle aspirations on the nodules? No, you can stop those. No. It's just basically serial mutilation. So, I mean, if you're into that, great. But as far as your health goes, there's not really a reason to, you know, to do that. All right. I have to concentrate to get this done. All right, that's it. So Cheryl says, thank you for educating us, academics. It's so appreciated. You're welcome, Cheryl. Then I have Adelma. My son has been regular since taking Vitality Capsule. You are a lifesaver. He also takes Shilajit. I thank God for you. You are welcome, Adelma. We're working on getting another batch of Vitality Capsules. Hopefully we can get a sale by April. All right. Back at Anne's, are you still putting Vicks in your eyes? Sometimes right now I'm experimenting with Sananga. That's an herb from the Amazon. It is definitely mind-altering. So for me, these drops I'm using now connect my brain to my eyeballs. Whereas before, if I took my glasses off, they were off. Those of you on Facebook can see. But before I took my glasses off, my eyes were just kind of just glazed out. I couldn't even focus on anything. But now I can actually focus. I can look at a camera, and someone can take a picture of me, and I don't look like my eyeballs are disconnected. Also, I can look at things. Even though I can't see perfectly, I can see what things are, and I can make decisions, and my brain actually works in things. Whereas before, my brain actually would not work if I had my glasses up. I do need my glasses to see all these computer screens and what's on them. So I wear my glasses just for computer work. So Juris says, why do they tell you white sugar kills? Because it does. It's just that diet substitutes kill more. So Yana says, took turpentine this morning. It's getting harder to take down each time. So hopefully, if you're on Facebook and you watched the way I took turpentine, that might make it easier for you. And there says, I put cayenne or cinnamon in all fruits I ingest. That's nice, but it's probably irrelevant. Okay. What about coconut palm sugar? Good question. So I would put coconut palm sugar pretty much in the same category as white sugar or brown sugar, basically. And for those of you who don't live where coconuts grow, the coconut palm sugar is even worse for you than the cane or beet sugar. So you're pretty much, again, you're in the sugar substitute category. Okay, so only fructose? No. Fructose, glucose, galactose, all the OSes are sugars. And when you find them added to your food, you know, you've got sugar added. So I think the best thing, of course, is to cook at home and don't put any sugar substitutes in your house and go from there. Is there any decent form of sweetener? That's a good question. So it depends on what you're sweetening. So if you're sweetening a stew, a lot of times stews will call for a spoonful of sugar or some kind of syrup or honey or whatever. Believe it or not, fennel seed is extremely sweet and functions very well in those areas as a sweetener. Cinnamon is an excellent, excellent sweetener. And those of you who like to put sugar in your tea, you can actually make a very nice cinnamon tea, which is self-sweetening. Licorice root is another herb that is naturally sweet. So those three will pretty much satisfy your sweetening needs. Now notice, those are not manufactured branded sweeteners. These are just natural herbs that happen to give a sweet flavor. All right, so I think I got a lot of the questions here. Let's let's mosey on over to the chat room. There you go. So good. Yeah, so when avoiding sugar, should one also avoid juices made from apple, orange, lemon, and grapes? Absolutely. Well, usually lemon doesn't have a lot of sugars in it, sweeteners in it, but the grape, orange, and apple are basically syrup. Now, there also are other reasons to avoid those juices. And the reason to avoid them is because, again, they're refined products. And so if you drink enough apple juice, orange juice, bottled, and grape juice, it's going to destroy your health. Also, these juices, by law, have to have preservatives in them, and those preservatives are unhealthy. Now, guys, I stopped taking cinnamon tablets because I felt lethargic. Yeah, correct. Taking cinnamon tablets is not the way to go. If you want to take cinnamon, use a cinnamon stick. Throw cinnamon sticks in your pot of stew, or put cinnamon stick in a glass and fill it with hot water. That's the way to eat cinnamon. Is it okay to take turpentine and do a liver flush on your period? And the answer is yes. All right. Is it true that the iron and black soap molasses comes from the pot that is made in? No. The iron and black soap molasses comes from the sugarcane plant. So my friend's wife has cardiomyopathy and she's being urged to have surgery. What should she do instead and what should she be doing moving forward? So she would need a discovery session to handle that. So why did Dr. Andrew Morris die from liver flushes? What made his version more dangerous? So Dr. Andrew Morris's liver flush is extremely dangerous because his liver flush deprives the body of nutrition over a 10-day period, which is devastating and damaging. Also, his version of liver flush required literally 1 to 4 quarts of syrup called apple juice, and his version of liver flush was not followed by any replenishment. So you flush the system. Yes, you get rid of stones, but you also lose a lot of nutrients. And so at no point in the liver flush does he replenish those nutrients. And so if you continue to do those liver flushes over time, you will damage, destroy, and deplete your body. And even if you have a heart condition from childhood, which people say he died of, malnutrition does not help. So I have type 1 diabetes and I take molasses when my blood sugar is low, and molasses boosts me back to a better range. Are there other benefits? Okay, so the question is, what molasses are you taking? If it's less than 50 calories per tablespoon, then that molasses can also help you with your diabetes, stabilize your blood sugar, not only from the lows, but from the highs as well. Cedric says, have you done water fast, Doc, and why and how long? Yes. I've done lots of water fasts, me personally. I've done at least, I would say, 8 water fasts, ranging anywhere from 1 to 12 days. And I did them to explore fasting as a healing mechanism. My first water fast I did, I had intermittent low back pain, and when I did that fast, which turned out to be a 6-day fast, boom, back pain gone, and never returned. We are going to commercial, and we will be back soon.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Daniels, and we are answering questions. All right, and Rochelle in California. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
Yep, what is your one question?
Is monk fruit okay?
No. I would just say, again, just like I said, use your regular sweeteners or decrease your amount of sweeteners. Or if you're using a sweetener for cooking, like a dish, like stew or something, you can try fennel seed or cinnamon or licorice root. Those would be the sweeteners. But I think you have to not allow these marketers to play games with you by saying, oh, it's not white flour, it's monk fruit. Or, oh, it's you know, by giving it another name. A lot of these so-called fruit isolate sweeteners, whether it's monk fruit or coconut, whatever, the question is at what point in the isolation or refinement process they stop. So you have the plant, it's called the coconut or monk fruit plant, and so in order to get the sugar, they've taken out absolutely all of the fiber. And so that one step of refinement has basically moved you closer to the white sugar that you're trying to avoid. The other issue, which is making things even worse for you, is most people don't live where coconut and monk fruit grow. And so now you're getting a geographical nutritional mismatch. Now you're getting nutrients that acclimate your body to the tropics, for example, when you don't live in the tropics. So you have to realize that fake is fake is fake, and processed is processed is processed, and that's what you're trying to remove from your life. And so to take out one processed fake food and replace with another processed fake food, even if the new food is 10 times the cost, is not beneficial for you. All right. Thanks for that question, Rochelle. All right. We have Norm in Georgia. Hi, Norm.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Love your show. Oh, there's a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
I got a question. Is stevia, since it's a natural sweetener from the stevia plant, wouldn't it be safer than all the aspartame and stuff that's in the Diet Cokes?
My opinion is no. My opinion is that stevia, the white powdered stevia, or the liquid stevia is less healthy than white sugar. That's my opinion. All righty. That's an interesting question. Thank you very much for your question. Mom has been taking Vitality Council for 2 months, and she's now experiencing hearing problems. So it sounds like what Mom needs to do is increase her water intake. And also take a look at her diet, and there may be things in her diet that are causing the hearing problem. So the hearing problem and the Vitality Capsules may not be associated. I don't think they are. Another way to help hearing problems is to do a liver flush, and that flushes more stuff out of the system. Okay. Okay, so T says, hey, Dr. Daniels, you are so right about cinnamon. I would like to mention that I found cinnamon bark to be naturally sweeter than the cinnamon sticks, and I can use less to achieve that sweet taste. I found this item in my local Indian supermarket in New York City. Exactly. Will turpentine help with heavy metal detox? The answer, I believe, is yes, because the parasites actually eat up a lot of your heavy metals, and then you flush them out, and the heavy metals go with them. Okay, please talk about a different variation of the protocol for depleted individuals with lifelong advanced adrenal exhaustion. So those people would eat liver. That would be the variation. It would be to add liver to the basic candida diet. So Jan says, years ago in the hospital, they collapsed my vein in my left arm. Will it ever come back? And is there anything I can do to help rejuvenate my veins? So I was in the hospital for 16 days, and they destroyed actually all the veins in both of my arms. And so what your body does is your body naturally grows collaterals to the veins. And so if this happened years ago, your body's already developed circulation around the veins that were blocked. All right, we are going to push up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. 'Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. Okay, we have a question from Isla in Texas. Hi, Isla.
Hello.
Yes, what's your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I wanted to ask you, what is the cause of a person getting nystagmus?
Nystagmus.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, generally, it's a form of brain damage. I would lean towards first starting with just Shilajit and see if that takes care of it. So a lot of twitches and ticks are just a trace mineral issue. So I would start with that and see how it goes. All right, we have Mark in Arizona. Hi, Mark. How are you? What is your question?
Good morning, Dr. Daniels. I have a daughter who told me last week that she has a deviated septum. She's in her mid-40s, and she's considering having surgery. And I told her I would check with you and ask if there's any suggestions you might give.
Now, does she have a deviated septum? I mean, does this deviated septum bother her earlier in her life or just now?
I didn't hear you very clearly. I don't know how long she's had it, but it's been giving her sinus issues and that, and that's mainly why she's considering the surgery.
Okay, so if she has a deviated septum, let's just say she has, and she has sinus problems, if the two are related, then she should have had these sinus problems at least starting at age 17. In other words, by the time her face was fully developed. So if this sinus problem has shown up, say, in the past 10 or 20 years, then most likely it's dietary. And getting her septum fixed is not going to solve the problem.
Okay. What kind of diet changes would you suggest?
Yeah, quit all dairy products and use a neti pot, 1 quart of liquid a day. Does she eat dairy products like ice cream or milk or something like that?
You know, I really am not sure. I don't think she eats much of it. And she did mention, I asked her about a neti pot, and she said she has one, but she really finds it difficult to use.
Okay, so if you don't know about her diet and she eats some is enough. It's like a forest fire. You know, an extra log of wood keeps it going, even though, you know, she'd have to quit absolutely all of her dairy. But all I'm saying is, it sounds like getting the septum fixed is not going to solve her problem. That's all I'm saying. Her problem is something else. If the deviated septum was her problem, then she would have had the problem at least starting by age, 17, starting at puberty.
I know she's had it for a number of years, but I don't know how far back it goes. I can question her and see what I can find out. But yeah, all dairy would be a good start then, correct?
Yeah, that would be an excellent start.
Okay, more water and so forth would probably be beneficial.
We can't really say because we don't know how much water she's drinking. In fact, we don't even know what she's drinking. But I'm just saying, based on what we do know, that's really all we can say.
Okay, well, I'll run those things by her and let her know, and I thank you for your suggestion and your times. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, we've got Dolores in Indiana. Hi, Dolores. What's your one question? Yeah. All right. Well, let's try Dave. How you doing, Dave?
I sent you an email about the HPV and woman in Mexico doing research, Eva Ramon Gallegos. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you had any opinion on her work on photodynamic therapy to eliminate HPV, and how is HPV quantitatively measured? They're claiming elimination of it even in patients that do not show any symptoms of infection.
Yeah, so that we call that fraud, right? So what I'm trying to say is HPV is human papillomavirus, which means if you're human, you have it. So to eliminate it would not be healthy. In fact, if you look at people with cervical cancer, let's say look at that cancer, and people without cervical cancer have a higher incidence of HPV than folks who do have cervical cancer. So if you have cervical cancer, you have a lesser chance of having HPV than a healthy person who does not have cervical cancer. So eradicating cervical cancer as a strategy to help HPV makes no sense. Next thing. If you have cervical cancer and you have HPV, you have a better prognosis. So if she's eliminating HPV, she's not helping anybody.
You're saying HPV doesn't cause cervical cancer, probably.
Bingo. Right? In fact, it's protective, and that's a big
unbelievable.
That's a shocking. that's an argument going on now in the medical community. That if you are positive, HPV positive, and you have cervical cancer, you have a better prognosis. So anyone out there eradicating HPV is not benefiting people who have cervical cancer, or anyone that I can think of, for any reason. So that's my opinion on the research.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we've got Thomas in Florida. Hi, Thomas.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Thomas. What's your question?
We have a friend. She's about 25 years old, and she has vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
Okay, I didn't know how to pronounce it. And we're just wondering, what do you recommend to do naturally? Apparently, just going online, that says that the pharmaceutical type of a healing, if that you want to call it, has side effects and whatever.
Pharmaceutically, what they recommend is you just put on expensive makeup that your doctor prescribes. I mean, that's pretty much the treatment for it. So the Candida Cleaner Protocol, which is change your diet, take turpentine, poop more, actually does help with vitiligo. So it helps stop
the
process and pigment.
Yeah, there were recommendations for like folic acid and copper and all different, basically nutritional deficiency. It may sound like it if you look it up.
Exactly.
How would the turpentine be used?
You go to vitalitycapsules.com and download the Candida Cleaner Report. 31 pages. It explains what to do, what could go wrong, how to keep it from going wrong, and the proper use.
Okay, no, we know how to use it internally. So you wouldn't put it on topically. You would just take it internally.
No.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Lo Annis in California. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, doctor. Yeah, I am halfway on your protocol, and I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that with everybody. My question is, I do believe I am full of parasites, even though they don't show. And the thing is that I keep reading that once you kill the parasites, bacteria that they host gets released, and then you get other problems. Is there anything I should get prepared to do after completing the turpentine protocol?
So the protocol, if you're following it, does not kill parasites. It removes them from your body right along with all their pesticides and heavy metals, everything else that they've ingested. So it's not, the protocol is not aimed at killing anything.
Okay. And even the ones that go to the brain, they get out?
Yeah. They leave the brain, go into the blood, into the liver, out into the intestines, and into the toilet. That's the path.
Wonderful. And then the shilajit that is in your protocol, is that for everybody or just for men?
It's for whoever's drinking distilled water, so it's for everybody. All right. We have William in New York. Hi, William. Are you there? All right. Let's try Ray in Florida. Ray, how are you? Okay. We will turn our attention to the chat room. All right.
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
Hello? Ray?
Ray. Hi, Ray. What's your question?
My question is, this is in reference to my brother, that he was diagnosed with, well, we thought he had, like, sinus problems, but it turned out to be cancer. So now he is, he's incarcerated, so he will be coming out. They say, you know, he only had, like, 6 months to live. So what would be a good remedy to, you know, kind of start him on for his natural health? I was listening to the turpentine and oil and your Vitality capsule, so I'm just trying to see, you know, what can we do.
Start with that, and then that might be all you need, because the prison diet is pretty devastating, and he might actually recover.
Pardon?
So if you feed him some decent organic food, as described in the Candida Cleaner Report, and give him the turpentine and Vitality capsules and he poops, he might do just fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I would start with that. I mean, I wouldn't overcomplicate it, because, you know, there's a lot of things. That diet in prison is outrageous. I used to volunteer in the prison system, you know, and do presentations and stuff. And I saw the stuff they're feeding those people. I'm like, holy cow, this is bad stuff. And they also feed them a lot of dairy in prison. I mean, Of course he's got sinus problems. Of course he's got cancer. The good part is they're going to let him out. You can feed him a natural diet. Who knows? Maybe he'll, you know, he'll. I think he'll do pretty well.
Yeah, because I think he have had chemo and radiation. So he
has. He has or has not.
Yes, he has. He's going through it now. So, you know, they.
Oh, well, kind of that's a bad prognosis. So that stuff is pretty deadly. So I don't know. What happens is natural healing depends on the integrity of your immune system, and the chemo and radiation destroys the integrity of your immune system. And so, you know, his prognosis, having that stuff, is substantially worse. But I would start with the basics. You know, don't need to get go off in the obscure stuff. I would stick with the basics. And because his diet is so atrocious, there's a good chance he'll respond with a dietary change and some minimal cleansing and turpentine. So I would start with that. All right. What is the true? Yeah. Okay. We're done. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Ray.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. So we're going to ask one else. What is the true cause of HSV2 and what? So those of you who don't know, HSV is herpes simplex virus. We're talking chicken pox here, okay? Let's not overcomplicate stuff. So we're talking chicken pox and cousin of chicken pox. And that's the true cause. It's just simply chicken pox. And so it's something that's endemic. That means most people have it. And so the answer as far as treating it is to keep your nutrition good and your immune system strong. Since cholesterol is good, should we try to consume more animal fat? Not necessarily. So animal fat is not the highest cholesterol-containing food. So consuming more animal fat may not boost your cholesterol enough. So if you're asking, should you consume more animal fat instead of vegetable oils, the answer is yes. All right. Any ideas on a remedy to having an allergy to my dog? Yes, all allergies are caused by a clogged liver. That's it. Straightforward. So the answer would be a liver flush. Dr. Daniels, please share your insights and suggestions on most effective ways to dissolve thick mucus and rinse the sinuses as well as keep them open if someone has been breathing via their mouth all their life. This person's got a dietary problem. So you're eating stuff in your diet that's causing a thick mucus and causing a sinus situation. So you need to change your diet. So the simplest way would be to go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report, follow that diet, and it's very good for sinuses. All right. I'll ask my engineer. All right. What's your opinion about amniotic tissue injection in the knee? I think it's a form of cannibalism. So this amniotic fluid is harvested from, you know, women who get amniocentesis, and that involves basically the death of a certain number of babies who donate this stuff. So there's your cannibalism angle. And I think any benefit would be temporary. So my grandfather was a sharecropper, raised hogs, cotton, sweet potatoes, corn from animals, and grind them for his cornbread. He milked two cows. He ate more pork and drank whole milk straight from the cow than any other person I know. Never been a doctor's life, lived to be over 100 years old. My grandfather as well. Now my father, his son, ate out of the grocery store and died at age 55. So there you go. There's that story. All right, we have Thomas in Florida. Are you there, Thomas? Nope. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go to Facebook questions. What causes cold sores and how should you treat it? The simplest way to treat cold sores is just to dab turpentine on them, and usually they go away within the hour. Then the question is, why do they keep coming back? And the answer is connective tissue deficiency. So the simplest thing there is just to eat a high collagen source like pig feet, cow feet, chicken feet, something like that. So Matthew Boucher says, I'm on dialysis and I'm finding it hard to get 3 poos a day because the treatment dehydrates me. What can I do? The answer is you can cut back your treatment. And so what happens when you poop 3 times a day is the intestines are doing the work of your kidneys. And basically you're getting off, you're getting less dependent on the treatment. So let them know that you're taking off too much water because they leave you a little more water. So Carmen says, how do I clean bad toxins out of my body? You can do that by pooping 3 times a day and by taking turpentine. You can find out about that by going to vitalitycapsules.com and downloading the free report, the Candida Cleaner. Okay. So Scott says, you like licorice root for the adrenals, but I've read it suppresses testosterone production in men. Good, bad, what's the scoop? Again, half-truth is worse than no truth at all. So what's going on with licorice root? Licorice root gets the body to route more cholesterol to the adrenals. So if it routes them to the adrenals, it routes less cholesterol to the testicles, which is your testosterone production. Answer is to increase total production of a total amount of cholesterol in your diet so you have enough for the adrenals and for your testicles. So that's the scoop. Lonnie says, if I had kidney stones in the past, will taking powdered collagen cause a problem? Absolutely. And that's why you should be eating chicken feet, cow's feet, or pig feet. Christine says, what should I do to treat CMV infections in reactive 41 and 66 bands? Absolutely nothing. Cytomegalovirus is harmless. If you are sick, cytomegalovirus is not the cause. Look it up. Even the regular doctors say, cytomegalovirus is an incidental finding, rarely, that means never, responsible for disease. Tangla says, your thoughts on raw blue agave? It's just syrup, no healthier than corn syrup, so I don't recommend it. Irish sea moss, I don't bother with Irish sea moss. I haven't found it necessary to fix anything that I've been suffering from. However, if you're vegan, Irish sea moss can be a good source of minerals. And why distilled water? Dr. Shibi recommended spring water. My name is not Dr. Shibi. I recommend distilled water because it's ultra purified, and because of the industrialization of our world, most groundwater is polluted. So spring water basically is tap water. Reva says, Diane, what's your thoughts on colloidal silver and colloidal gold? Just that they're not necessary for health. So John Yoon says, my friend has Lou Gehrig's disease and is on a breathing machine. What can we do for him? It's a little late in the day, but if he's on a breathing machine, that means his paralysis is up to about here. So he's paralyzed from here down. But to help him, you would need to get him pooping a lot more. And that's tough to do when a person has no toilet skills. In other words, he can't go to the bathroom independently. But you could put him on a turpentine protocol, and he would need some devoted individuals that would help him poop more. Then you could feed him some cow, C-O-W, brain, B-R-A-I-N. That is what you could do for him. All right. Are home-cooked pickled pig's feet a good source of collagen and connective tissue? If you cook them at home, yes, and leave out the pink saltpeter. So in other words, they actually have you put in a chemical to preserve the pink color of the pig feet, so leave those out. Is it okay to take vitality capsules multiple times a day? Yes. Some people prefer to split the doses up. That's fine. But start off with once a day, and then you can, if you want to, you can split the doses. So please share your insights about clearing chronic prostate infections. So there is no such thing as a chronic infection. Leave that. Forget it. So if you have an infection that's chronic, there's only two reasons why it's chronic. One, you're still putting stuff in your body that's causing the infection. Whatever the organisms are, you're still putting them in your body. And you're putting in the food that's feeding those organisms. And you're not pooping out the organism. That's it. It's like super, super simple. That's what a chronic infection is. And there is no antibiotic that will take care of it. That's why your doctor tells you to take antibiotics for 6 weeks, because they don't work. All right. Oh my gosh, we are almost done. This is the end of the show. Victoria says, how do you find the product Rice Bran for the skin? It's B-R-A-N, not B-R-A-I-N. B-R-A-N, Rice Bran. You can find it on Amazon. It's made by Now, N-O-W. Now people now makes it. All right, awesome. That is it for our show. We will see you guys again next week. As always, tune in and think happens, and watch for our emails about our Home Healers membership program, where you can learn to be the healer in your home and get a permanent separation from medical industrial companies.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.